No, turn your attention to an issue, and it's an issue we want to talk about because two of the senior people of the credit union movement are in Kerry and in Killarney for a meeting of Killarney Credit Union board and staff, and also representatives of Cara, Rathmore, Abbeyfeel and the Stoll credit unions as well. We've got the president and CEO, Bernard Jenkins, David Malone of the Irish League of Credit Unions as well, and Joy Vaughan as well, who's with me in studio here, who is the chair of Killarney Credit Union. Good morning to all three of you, and thanks very much for us. David, first of all, tell me about, I suppose, this visit, the importance of connecting as a movement with the credit unions we have here in Kerry. And this is coming at a time when the loan book for the credit union movement is hugely on the increase. So I'd say a time of success. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, exactly, Gerry. You mentioned the Ryder Cup there and the spirit of Team Europe in the Ryder Cup. And that's what the spirit is in the credit union sector itself. It's alive and well and it's so vibrant. We were just here yesterday and we met Rathmore and District Credit Union, who were talking about Nora Hurley, who was a great founder of the Irish League Credit Unions and a credit union sector itself. And the spirit and community, was over 100 people at that gathering. It was great to see the actual ethos and the background to the sector itself. But what's really exciting about this credit union sector is, and you've seen the most recent financial results, we have our highest ever loan book now as well. And that's amazing. We issue nationally 1,200 loans a day. That's 9 million a day going into local communities, supporting local communities themselves. And from a Kerry perspective here, we have four credit unions, very proud members of the Irish League of Credit Unions, and they are delivering day in, day out for their members. 130,000 members here, we've seen. And loans are up as well, nearly 10% in the year in Kerry itself as well. And it's great to see that vibrancy in the sector. But what hasn't changed, and this is important, I think, for the credit union sector, is we are in a wider range of products and services. We now do current accounts, we do mortgages, we do business loans. That's fantastic. We're also increasing our digitalisation as well. Nearly over 50% of loans are now done online, approved online in a very quick short time frame. Yeah. What hasn't changed is the ethos of the sector, the focus on community and always putting the member first.
Yeah, and Brendan, look, the credit union movement has come through a period of amalgamations.
Yes.
Ever since the financial crash, it's been a period of great change. Well, for all finance institutions, not just credit unions, but how has that been managed, you think, overall, that consolidation and trying to retain the community focus at the same time?
Yeah, I think it's been managed exceptionally well. I was CEO in Clonus for almost 30 years and I retired recently. And looking from the outside, I used to wonder how it was being managed. Now that I'm visiting credit unions who have amalgamated and who have taken in credit unions, I'm actually very, very taken with how they have ensured that the community aspect of the credit union that they may have taken into them has been maintained, how they have maintained staff from the particular different credit unions along the way to ensure that the members don't see any difference in the amalgamation.
Yeah.
And I suppose overall, in so many cases, the service has improved for the members, probably in the smaller identity, because they maybe weren't fit to produce the current accounts or the mortgages or all the
without
aspects.
The amalgamations, you wouldn't have been able to increase the suite of products that you have.
Correct.
To attract members and improve things for the current members.
Yes, but I have to say I'm genuinely very, very happy when I visit credit unions, particularly what we would call large credit unions, that they haven't lost that core value of the member, the community, and that whole ethos around what we all started, as David mentioned, back in 1958 with Nora Hurley out in Ballydesmond yesterday. So, it's the movement in good place.
Okay. And Joy Clifford Vaughan, you're chair of the Killarney Credit Union. What has it been like for ye, that amalgamation process, I suppose, and the support you've gotten from the wider national organisation through that?
Our dues, Jerry, come here all going me on Brodul, Yvette and Shorvaden, our son, Cor Cradges of Killarney, Nadine, and Cahir Saivin. We're delighted to welcome Brendan and David here today from the ILCU on what's a very momentous day today for credit unions in Ireland, because tomorrow new lending rules and regulations will come into effect for mortgages. So we have been collaborating with other credit unions and we're delighted to announce we'll be launching a new mortgage product in October for all our members. I suppose what lies at the heart of credit unions is the fact that we care and we have a deep-seated commitment to people and not profits. Mm. We encapsulate, I suppose, we have an unwavering dedication to social responsibility, financial inclusion, sustainable business practices and community development. So while we strive to be the market leader in all our business and financial products, we've also created a better way of banking in the community, which puts people first before profits, which promotes our green environment and embraces our core principles of fairness and equity. So for instance, in Killarney, in Kenmare, Carras Eveen and all of the towns and villages and parishes in between, this year alone we have given €50,000 to various charities, schools and organisations, from your Meals on Wheels, your community garden, environmental projects, local schools, various charities. If you, I suppose, look at the pages of the local media, the credit unions are there, and this is the same all over the country.
Yeah.
David and Brendan will testify to this. They're at the heart of all of the communities, doing amazing work, making profits and ensuring that the profits are going back into services for members first and then back into the community, which is the circular model working at its best, Gerry.
Yeah, yeah, that's very important. Okay, we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk about that mortgage product as well. If you have any views on the credit union movement, how it's working for you, we want to hear from you. We'll have more with our panel from the credit unions after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with President of the Irish League of Credit Unions, Brendan Jenkins. We have also got, of course, David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, and we have Joy Clifford Vaughan, who's Chair of Killarney Credit Union Board. And talking to with Joy there, David, the mortgage element of it, and that launch of that side of it, how important is that? What kind of a staging post is this for the movement, do you think?
Huge staging posts. And what we're seeing actually nationally is now that 10% of the credit union loan book is now in mortgages. And that is huge. And there's a great activity in it. Our mortgage loan book, sectoral-wide, has doubled in the last 2 years. And we've actually double-clicked into that and asked our credit unions, what's driving that level of activity?
Yeah.
There's a couple of simple reasons for this. One is, yes, there's a stable rate offered. We don't fluctuate our rates widely. But most importantly, secondly, is we have that face-to-face contact. When you go into a credit union and you're looking for a mortgage, it's a lifetime decision. You're not going into a Marie Celeste branch like banks, mm-hmm. where there's all just computers. You're going to meet real people, real professional, qualified people in the credit union. You'll meet the real decision maker in terms of that mortgage, and they will help you on that mortgage journey, simplify it, and they understand how stressful buying a house can be as well. So we're there to support you, and I think that's absolutely huge that we do that, and I think that is the real difference in the credit union sector, and that's why mortgages are going to be a very important part of the mortgage credit union sector profile going forward.
Okay, Brendan, does that help, do you think, then, at the local level with trying to get, I suppose, the money out to get people buying houses to help develop and help, in your way, solve an element of the housing crisis? You can have money flowing so people can make purchases, can buy houses and move into them.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, the ultimate aim, is that we will help our community and get our people into housing. And I suppose in a smaller credit union such as Clonus, if we do go down that route, I suppose you're actually probably looking at more buying out housing than full mortgages, you know, which again is putting people into a better position in their lives and that. And I suppose just, you know, what David mentioned there on the what we offer as person to person. I was in Omagh Credit Union last week, Omagh County Tyrone, wee bit up the road from Kerry.
Yeah.
And on one of the guys in the office's t-shirt, he had digital when you want, in person when you need. And I think that's what we offer in the whole package, from our current accounts to our mortgages to everything we offer, is that we have
that's the experience you're offering people.
That's the experience.
In so many elements of life, it's become digital only. Text to a chatbot on the website, talk to somebody on the phone.
AI answers you.
That's it. Yeah.
Whereas we still can go in and speak to the Marys and the Catherines and whoever it is. But like, I mean, every credit union that I visit still have tellers. People on the desk to meet and greet, and to me, that's what we win in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Joy, you want to talk about a new product as well, and also your awards.
Yes, Gerry, we're very excited to announce that we'll be launching a new mortgage product in October with a highly competitive rate, a variable rate of 3.85%. This won't be news to you. On the 1st of September on Radio Kerry, it was announced that €275,000 is the average house price in Kerry. So Killarney Credit Union are going to be in an excellent position. We'll have scope for almost €45 million in mortgages, to help address the housing challenges and access to credit for housing that our members are experiencing. I will be not allowed back into the branches in Killarney, Kenmare and Carras Eveen if I don't say that we are up for two awards at the Credit Union Awards in October. One of these is Members' Choice, Gerry. That's kind of Credit Union of the Year award.
Yes, okay.
So I need all of my members listening to log on to creditunionawards.ie or have a look at our social media pages and give a vote for Killarney Credit Union. Your local credit union is here to support you. As David and Brendan have said, what underpins the success of credit union is our staff. They're our secret weapon, I suppose. You've got professionalism, empathy and courtesy. And when you're taking out a mortgage, one of the biggest decisions you're ever going to make in your life, you can walk into your local credit union, meet with a staff member, and they'll take you through the process from start to finish and always be there for you, in the in the office or on the end of the phone, and that's what makes credit unions so successful. And this is just such an exciting opportunity for the credit union movement going forward.
Yeah.
Especially us for here in Killarney, we've been working towards it and preparing for years, and we're ready to meet the needs of our members. Jerry,
Dave, can I ask you just on that level of what you're developing, that extra products, the current account, you're becoming more like a bank. Does that help while retaining the community side of it? One of the criticisms of our financial system is the lack of competition amongst the banks. So few banks left, none of them came in partial ways they have, but there's been no new retail bank. Is the credit union trying to fill that
absolutely void? I think the credit union absolutely is trying to fill that void, and it's so badly needed because we only have two main banks in Republic of Ireland now, and we've got PTSB as well to an extent. So there's a huge need for competition in the marketplace.
We're seen as a small market, small population.
It's a small market, right? But I think the key thing is here, we're not going to turn into a bank. And just two last things I would say why we're not going to turn into a bank. We haven't mentioned here today the volunteers, you know, and Joy is one of those. Given their time, free of charge, directors, they are directors who offer, they're regulated by the central bank, providing a very professional service pro bono. We estimate actually, Jerry, they spend about 20 to 40 hours a month in their credit unions as a director, playing a critical role, ensuring the credit union is focused strategically on the local community. That's about 700,000 hours nationally, free of charge.
Yeah.
And I think just to notice as well, we've obviously mentioned Killarney today, this Toll Credit Union as well, just their community focus as well. They have a home loan energy upgrade scheme they've launched recently as well with the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. And Cara, just looking at them, they support the local Tidy Towns group as well. And Rathmore, the other credit union we visited yesterday in Kerry as well, providing a great community service we saw firsthand, as I mentioned, about 100 people in their community hall, and we could feel the vibrancy.
Brilliant.
So the credit union sector in Kerry is well alive.
Okay, guys, listen, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for talking to us about it and announcing those new developments.